Boy, do I remember prom. It was probably one of the biggest highlights of my childhood. There's just nothing like prom night. It was awesome. I even remember I went and got an orange dress. It was open back, and I was a competitive dancer, and I had one of the moms on our competitive dance team create a custom-made bow to go on the back of my dress. It was huge. It went all the way down to the floor, and it was awesome. I still have that bow somewhere in my parents' house. But, you know, it could be many, many years. It's been probably 20 years since I went to prom. But I think you remember how special of a night it was. And sometimes we're kind of out of touch, right? I mean, when the pandemic was happening, I will never forget the amount of people, especially older. I get it. Listen, I'm with you. Who thought, oh my gosh, who cares if prom is canceled? Who cares if sports aren't going on? There are bigger things in life. Do you remember that? You remember maybe being one of those people in 2020 saying that to the high schoolers? Well, when you are in high school, let's remember, you've lived for 16, 17 years, and prom is a highlight. Prom is a highlight for these students. But oftentimes, it is too expensive to attend the prom. It is too expensive to dress the way you want to and feel like $1 million. I mean, this is to us, this is like for girls especially, this is the Super Bowl before we then get our wedding dress eventually, right? I mean, this is like kind of the pregame, if you will. But we want to help out our students and make sure that they can feel like $1 million that night when they get to go to prom. And I want to applaud Norwalk Public Schools for really addressing this. Yes, I put addressing in there on purpose because it is so important to our high schoolers. And so I want to highlight that NPS, Norwalk Public Schools Family Center, is hosting its first ever Say Yes to a Prom Dress event. And it kicks off tomorrow through Saturday. So joining us to talk more about this, Francis Sayaz is here with NPS Family Center, as well as the superintendent of schools back on the show with us in Norwalk, Dr. Estrella. Ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for being on the show. How are you both?
Thank you.
I'm well. This is Dr.
I'm glad to have you both here.
To be here.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm so glad. Francis, I'm going to start with you. First of all, talk to us about NPS Family Center. For people who are not familiar, what is this group all about?
The Family Center, NPS Family Center, is a hub. It's the heart of Norwalk Public School. Here we provide many services. We have early childhood education, food service. We have a food pantry, a health service. We just are opening up soon our first health clinic. We also have centralized registration that takes place at the Family Center, and we have the technology department here supporting all scholars in having access to technology. But most of all, we have immense events happening here at the Family Center for family and professional development for staff. And one of the special events that you just mentioned, and you're so right, I would never, ever forget my prom night.
Right?
It was a very special moment for me. And I still remember the shoes and the dress. It's an unforgettable moment, and it's one of the milestones that we are always looking for. And this Say Yes to the Prom Dress event is dedicated to helping young ladies from Norwalk Public School who may not have the financial means to attend their prom. These deserving students will have the opportunity to celebrate their accomplishments and select a beautiful gown for the special night, completely free of charge. Mm. But that's not all. With their dress comes a voucher for a free prom ticket, ensuring that the students can enjoy their prom night without worrying about the cost and really feel special. Our goal is to have them have the opportunity that they probably would have not had if we did not have this event. And I have to thank the Norwalk community. In less than about 3 weeks, we have a selection of over 200 gorgeous dresses.
What? That's wild.
200. It's amazing.
Where'd those dresses come from? They're donated? Like, or where'd you get them?
All the dresses were donated from Norwalk community and the surrounding community. The community department has done an amazing job in advertising this event, and the dresses still are coming in. We did not have enough hangers to hang up the dresses. So it's been an overwhelming, amazing response from the community. And thank you to Dr. Estrella, our superintendent of school. She initiated the idea. Maybe you could add to it, Dr. Estrella.
So in my case, I didn't have the luxury of going to prom because I couldn't afford it. So to me, this is kind of an opportunity for me to relive and make sure that every girl has an opportunity to go to prom, something that I didn't have growing up.
I was going to ask that, Dr. Estrella, why this means a lot to you. I did not realize that. Why you know, support and really, again, kind of sound the alarm about the importance for these high schoolers, these high school seniors. I mean, I'm sure you remember during the pandemic when it just felt like there was a lot of, oh my gosh, who cares? From older adults, again, kind of, I don't want to say out of touch, but I do want to say where we really kind of dumbed down the importance of prom, for example, for these kids. What does this mean for them?
I mean, it's a rite of passage. It's an opportunity to rejoice in all of their accomplishments. It's an opportunity to celebrate with their peers. We are habits of community, being together, working together with one another. We are individuals that love communication, right? Particularly as teens. And our teens not having the opportunity to come together, to engage in conversation and communicate with one another was a big loss. And not having prom added to that, because that is a moment in time where they come together to really celebrate not only the closure of a chapter in their life, but the opening of a new chapter, whether they're going to college, they're going straight into the workforce, whatever their experience may be, it's a pivotal moment for them. And no child should be left without the opportunity to join their peers in that celebration or feel that because they don't have the means, that they are unable to participate.
Oh, boy, do I remember prom. My producer was saying, why should I be shocked at all that you had an orange prom dress? You shouldn't be. Are you kidding? Orange is awesome. It was great. So we've got with us this morning Frances Saez, who is with Norwalk Public Schools Family Center, as well as Superintendent of Norwalk Schools, Dr. Estrella, here to talk about this first ever Say Yes to a Prom Dress event. So this is happening May 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it is in Norwalk. Frances, tell people just sort of the nitty-gritty, what is happening with this event, what do they need to know, what do they need to bring, anything like that.
So the event is taking fold in 3 days, like you mentioned. They will be greeted with a dress consultant. There are different stations in the family center, and the dress consultant is going to walk them through the family center boutique. Well, they will have an opportunity. The appointments are scheduled. We have flyers in all the high school with a barcode, or they could just, we're accepting walk-in. They go into the boutique and have a choice of over 200 dresses to select. We have set up dressing rooms. We have appetizers. And then they will get a voucher for their prom ticket. So it's going to be a wonderful event, and we're very honored to host this.
You know, Dr. Estrella, I was wondering if you could weigh in on, you know, when you hear Frances say that she's blown away by the amount of love she has felt from the community. At least 200 dresses, beautiful dresses, have already been given to this event. And when I hear that, when I think to myself, man, over a couple of weeks to make dreams come true for, you know, up to 200 people, if people really need it, I think there's something to be said about that. And immediately my mind, I don't know about you, but my mind is going in a million different directions. I'm thinking about the students who would love to be part of a sports program, for example, but it's too expensive to buy the equipment. I'm thinking about all these different avenues. Has this event, you know, made you think, first of all, we have to do this every year, but second of all, you know, kind of to what end? What else could we do to better support our students? I wasn't sure if you could comment on that.
So first, I think the Family Center was a vision to bring different resources together to ensure that we can continue to build, expand, and provide to the community the resources that they might lack. I think this just opens up and speaks to how Norwalk comes comes forward for its children and how we can count on them in anything that we need. But this is just the starting point. I want to make sure that next year we bring makeup, we bring shoes, we bring tuxedos. So I'm just putting it out there. This is just the starting point. And like you said, in other programs, like the music program, we want to make sure that when we talk about public school education, that it is a free public school education and that in any shape or form, we can find resources to minimize the burden on our parents. We look for those opportunities. Like our music program recently, we knew that some of our families were going out there and having to pay for certain instruments, and some of them didn't have the means to do it. And thanks to our board and the mayor and the council, through capital funding, we were able to rebuild these departments with instruments that were essential for our scholars to be able to participate without feeling the financial burden or feeling that they couldn't because they didn't have the means. And Say Yes to the Prom Dress is another way in which we're coming forward and putting out an idea, and the community has come out and really helped us make this a possibility.
Well, as you can imagine, ladies, I'm already getting inquiries from our listeners, including my own mother, who just texted me asking, you know, we've got beautiful dresses. I'm one of three sisters, and we have lots and lots of dresses. I know there's a lot of people out there who have beautiful dresses that were worn once, maybe twice, but they're in beautiful, perfect condition. Where can they go? Obviously, I don't know if you're still collecting right now, but what do you suggest if people want to participate in this and be part of this cause? Is there still time to do so, or is it something that they could do in the future?
There's still time to do so. We're still accepting dresses. We are located in One Park Street in Norwalk. We welcome anyone cleaning out their closets and bringing down their beautiful gowns. We have a student waiting for it, and they're going to make their dream a reality.
That's amazing. So there you go. For anyone who is looking to be a part of this, and remember, really quick, I know that you didn't say it, Francis or Dr. Estrella, but I do want to say this is, at this point in their lives, at 17, 18 years old, this is the most important night of their lives. So if you have a dress that is lightly used, even some of those dresses that you never actually ended up wearing, it still has the tags on them. That's what we're looking for. Okay, we're not really, I don't know if this is true for you guys, but we're not really looking for the dresses that you wore down and it used to be white, but now it's kind of that cream color because, man, you wore it so many times. We're not looking for that. Let's make these young high schoolers feel like $1 million on their prom night. So if you have those sorts of dresses that you know are just collecting dust in your closet but would be beautiful on someone, you should give them. You should give them. This is a very cool event.
Melissa,
and if they want to make a donation in any other way, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dr. Estrella.
I was just saying, like, if they want to donate a new dress or provide funding to help us get other resources that the students may need, please feel free. We really want to make this night unforgettable for our students, and we need your help.
Francis, I know. Did you want to share? Yeah, what did you want to share?
Yeah, I like to add that the 50% of our dresses have tags. 50% of our dresses have tags.
That's amazing.
The community has really bought amazing gowns and short dresses, all types of dresses, all types of size and colors. And we believe that every young person deserves to have a magical prom experience. We're dedicating to making that a reality for the students. Mm-hmm. And I must add, the community has suggested, and we're going to expand this for next year. Dr. Estrella and I had a conversation about expanding it for making available tuxedo and
yes, the tuxes.
For the young men.
Yes, of course. You can't forget the guys. Man,
yes.
The guys, they have a great time too. Of course. Yeah, I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I did have a couple listeners in the commercial break go, hey, what about us? I had to rent my tuxedo, and I said, I'll ask Ken in Norwalk. I hear you, Ken in Norwalk. Yeah, that's fantastic. I just think there is nothing but greatness around this event. Say Yes to a Prom Dress, happening for the first time for Norwalk Public Schools, specifically for the seniors. It starts tomorrow, May 9th, through Saturday, May 11th, and it's happening at the MPS Family Center, 1 Park Street in Norwalk. And yes, they are still accepting donated dresses and donations. So thank you both so much for coming on and highlighting this. Thank you for being behind this effort. And I can't wait to see all the beautiful pictures that come out of prom this year in Norwalk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much for letting us join you this morning. And we look forward to having more donations and making every student's dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're both doing it. You really are. Thank you both. Again, Frances Saez, who is with MPS Family Center and Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Estrella Norwalk.